Indiana lawmakers are making sure local governments and homeowners associations can't stop children from operating lemonade stands. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the unanimous House passage of what its author calls the feel-good bill of the 2024 session.
Technically, Indiana law doesn't allow a child to operate a lemonade stand without a permit, which would subject them to a host of regulations and costs. Democratic Representative Blake Johnson says his bill protects many kids' first experience with business.
They learn about identifying investors, procuring products, ensuring stable supply chains, developing marketing plans, identifying customers, handling point-of-sale processes, dealing with competition from up the street, and whether or not to spend their cold, hard cash or reinvest it in the business.
Johnson's bill ensures no local government agency or homeowner association can prohibit or regulate a stand run by someone who's under age 18 and sells non-alcoholic beverages. And the only rules the bill does impose on those stands is that if it's on private property, the child needs the owner's permission, and the stand can't operate for more than 2 days in a row and more than 8 days out of every 30. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.